It's time now for another We Care About You update here on K-Country 95. The We Care About You update is brought to you by Baxter Regional Health System. Wednesday through Friday mornings, we're going to speak to area hospitals about how their staff is dealing with COVID-19 and their current numbers and some additional things with the hospitals. Today, we're going to talk to the Baxter Regional Health System. Joining us now over the phone is Ron Peterson, President and CEO of the Baxter Regional Health System, Stephanie Free, an infection preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley, the Director of Marketing at the Baxter Regional Health System. So let's start with Ron. Can you update us on the latest COVID numbers?
I can. In the state of Arkansas, there's a total of 438,465 individuals that have tested positive for COVID. Currently, there are 23,128 active cases, which is down 900 from last week when we reported. Hospitalizations are at 1,367, which are down 43 from last week, and vents are at 343. Those are up about 20, but again, the ventilators are the most lagging indicator, so the one that's, furthest behind, and so that's probably why that's up. And we've seen 6,749 deaths across the state of Arkansas due to COVID. In Baxter County, we've seen 5,282 total cases, 287 active cases, which is down 75. And if you look at the six-county area here in Arkansas, we have 668 individuals that are active with COVID right now, and that is down 122. So these are all great numbers to see. As a system, Baxter Regional has tested 30,254 individuals. 3,120 of those have tested positive. This past week, 250 of those were positive, and that number is down from the past several weeks, so that's great. We have seen a total of 823 admissions to the hospital due to COVID. We currently have 21 inpatients, which is a low for the last 8 weeks, I believe. And we have 7 in ICU, and 4 of those are on ventilators. We've had a total of 485 employees test positive for COVID. We currently have 19 active cases, and those individuals, of course, are at home and in isolation. And when you look at the vaccines across the state of Arkansas, we have crept up in the number of individuals fully immunized. We're up to 45.8%. And that's up about 1% from last week. And Baxter County has crept up to 38.3%, and that is up 1% also.
Again, that's Ron Peterson, President and CEO of the Baxter Regional Health System. Now let's talk to Stephanie Free. She's the infection preventionist at the hospital there in Mountain Home. So Stephanie, can you tell us a little bit more about the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer gaining full FDA approval?
Yeah, on August 23rd, the FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine in individuals 16 years of age and older. It is still available for emergency use authorization for individuals 12 to 15 years of age and for a third dose in certain immunocompromised individuals. So this approval actually builds on the extensive data and information that was previously submitted that supported the EUA, such as preclinical and clinical data and information, as well as details of the manufacturing process, vaccine testing results to ensure vaccine quality, and inspections of the sites where the vaccine is made. And I also want to mention that there is talk about booster doses for all individuals 12 years of age and older. That is anticipated to begin on or around September 20th. The plan is to make it available for individuals 8 months after their second dose. And more information will be released about booster doses once the FDA has authorized that. And, of course, we are making plans to hold vaccine events to get those individuals vaccinated.
All right, Stephanie, thank you. And Tobias, finally, can you give us that number again if someone needs to schedule a COVID-19 vaccine, if they need a COVID test or infusion?
Absolutely, Hayden. That is called the COVID-19 Resource Line. And what we've done is we've consolidated everything into one easy number. So if you need a COVID vaccine, if you want to book an appointment for that, or if you want to book an appointment for an infusion or testing, or if you want to speak to somebody from our COVID hotline, or most recently we've added the ability to get routed to make monetary donations or food donations to staff on that. So everything is one nice, easy number. That number, again, 870-508-7001.
All right, guys, thank you for joining us this morning. Now, before we go, Ron, do you have some final thoughts for us?
Well, Hayden, as we mentioned, the numbers are definitely trending in the right direction, and we love to see that. But we also know that the activities that get us together in groups is starting to increase now that it's fall and school's back in session, and there's a number of activities. And so we want to remind everybody to not forget the fundamentals. Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distances when you're in those crowds. And so do your social distancing, basically, when you're in crowds. And if you haven't got a vaccine yet, since the vaccine has been approved, now might be a time for you to reconsider that and to go out and get a vaccine. And if you have received a vaccine, be sure to watch, because late September you'll have an opportunity to get a booster.
Again, that's Ron Peterson, President and CEO of the Baxter Regional Health System. You can hear the Baxter Regional Health System We Care About You update on K-Country 95 on Wednesday mornings. This We Care About You update was brought to you by the Baxter Regional Health System.